Hi, I'm DJ Shovett here on KZSC Santa Cruz, and today I'm chatting with the singer Kate Ballinger, who has an upcoming show in Santa Cruz at The Catalyst on October 18th. Hi, Kate.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Of course, thanks for being here. I'm a big fan, so I'm really excited. I'm also very excited to go to the show. The Catalyst is a great venue, too, in my opinion.
Oh, cool. Yeah, that's good to hear. I haven't ever been to Santa Cruz, so I'm really excited for that show.
That was my next question, actually. I wanted to know if you'd been to Santa Cruz. I feel like a lot of artists that come here really like the audiences that they get when they perform here. So that's exciting that it's your first time.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I actually just moved to Los Angeles about a month ago. And so I don't know. I just really haven't been to many places in California and around California, so I'm really excited.
Oh, yeah. I know you're from Virginia, so I'm sure L.A. is different, but Santa Cruz, we've got the beautiful beach, the mountains. I don't know. I love it here. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
The forest.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
So anyway, more about your music. Can you tell me a little bit about your music writing process, how you come up with songs, and kind of especially the recent songs you've been releasing?
Yeah, sure. It's a pretty, I mean, when I write alone, it's a pretty just sort of relaxed process. I usually will just play something on guitar, and then the rest will kind of just come eventually. I always kind of explain it, and I always kind of compare it to dreaming, just because it's a really subconscious process. But recently I've been writing some with other people, which has been really fun, too, because it's forced me to write in a way that I wouldn't be writing in alone. And with that process, it's more, it's usually just like the other person that I'm writing with will play something on guitar or piano, and then I'll kind of start singing a melody, and then eventually it'll turn into words. So it's a pretty natural process both ways, but it's been fun co-writing a little bit out here in Los Angeles.
That's cool. I love when artists collab with other people who are involved, which actually reminded me of your album art. I was curious, who do you work with to create that? Because I especially love the art between the new singles and the new EP. So I was just wondering how you come up with that and relate that to the music itself that's in the album or the EP or single.
Yeah, so with the last EP that I put out, Get in the Light, with that artwork, I had this idea because a lot of the songs are kind of about denial and sort of running away from things that you should face. And I love this music video for a song by Jacques Dutronc, and it has, I think that it's Françoise Hardy. I don't know if you've seen it. It's called Mini Mini Me, and it's kind of playing with scale the whole time. Like, she'll be really tiny and he'll be really big, and then it'll be her really big and him dancing super small between her like feet or legs or something. It's a really cool video, and so I got the idea that I wanted to sort of reference that and have a big me examining a little me. And then I worked with my friend CJ to take some photos for the big me and little me, and then we worked with another designer who, I guess, edited them together and did all the font stuff and the back cover for the vinyl. And then my new song that came out, Running, I kind of knew that I wanted something a little bit. Originally, I was getting into illuminated manuscripts, and I wanted to get something like that, like a manuscript-style piece of art for the song, but I couldn't find anyone that was really doing that right now in the way that I wanted, so I ended up getting my friend Jess to make art, which I really love how it turned out. She made the art for Running. She's a friend who lives back in Virginia.
I definitely see with the inspiration of what you're talking about for, I can see it in the light, and Running as well, I think is really beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you.
Just happens to be my personal style, how convenient for me. And more on the topic of collaboration with other artists, I know that you went on tour with Faye Webster recently, so I was wondering if you have any fun tour stories or what was kind of the highlight of that for you, if you enjoyed it?
Yeah, it was so fun. It was one of my favorite tours that we've gone on so far. It was really fun, partially because Faye's brother came with my band as the bassist. That was cool because it kind of brought our teams closer together. I guess like sometimes you'll tour with somebody and you'll actually barely get to see them, which was kind of the case on this tour, unfortunately, just because of COVID. We had to keep things pretty separate, but it was just kind of funny, I guess, getting to know Faye better just through spending time with her family on the tour. But yeah, this isn't a fun story, but the first thing that popped into my head is just like a scary story. We just basically were in Texas and it was, the roads were really icy and we just totally turned around completely. We like spun around on an icy bridge.
Oh no.
Which was so terrifying. Yeah, and then we had to, I think that was the night that we played in Austin, and we just got to Austin and we were just like frozen with panic and just had to play the show. But it was kind of a good experience in some ways because, I don't know, I think it, like, it's interesting having to play shows in different, like, people don't really think about how you might feel like when you're playing a show, I guess. Interesting having to, still having to play a show and, you know, put on a good performance for people even when you're feeling something crazy or have gone through something really intense.
Wow, definitely. Not the story I expected, but I'm glad everyone on the tour was safe, and hopefully the show in Austin went well. I feel like that's a cool city, too.
Yeah, totally. It was really fun. We definitely all headed straight to the bar. We're like,
it's been a long day.
Yeah.
Another thing about collabing and being mutually inspired by other artists, how does it feel that Kanye West is inspired by music? I know that he gave you some rights for the song Donda because he used the chord progression from Candy, so I feel like that was probably a little bit unexpected.
Yeah, it was really unexpected. It's really nice. I don't know, it doesn't feel real necessarily, even when I think about it now. I don't really even know how to process it, but yeah, I feel really flattered that he took something from Candy and was able to make something else from it.
I feel like that is part of the artisthood. That's the most fun thing, is just being able to meet other people, work with them, be inspired by their music, and learn. What a surprise, people are inspired by yours too.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's always cool to feel like you can inspire someone else, just because it's all like pretty much every time I go to a show that inspires me in some way, I feel like I have to leave immediately to write a song. So it's cool to feel like I could do that for somebody else, maybe.
Totally. Another thing I wanted to ask about was, on your interview with KCRW, you talk about the songs Nicodemus by Elise Weinberg and Mother's Eyes by Alice Phoebe Liu. And when I was watching that interview, my jaw dropped because those are two of the songs that I play the most on my radio shows. And I was just so surprised, especially that you knew Elise Weinberg. So I was kind of wondering, what are some of your favorite projects from other artists, or, you know, things that are really inspirational to your own musicianhood, or maybe just your personal listening as well?
Yeah, that's crazy. I love Elise Weinberg. She's like one of my favorite
songwriters
that I found. I didn't know about her until recently. I think it was right before the tour with Faye. Somebody showed me that album, and my drummer and friend Jacob and I were just like listening to her independently in our earbuds like the whole tour, pretty much. Such a good album. But yeah, I love Alice Phoebe Liu. She's one of my favorite current artists. Let me think. I've been really into Margot Gurion again.
Love her.
27 Demos and Take a Picture.
Yeah. Have you heard Bedouin's cover of The Hum?
So good. I love Bedouin too. She's really talented.
I also interviewed her for KZSC, so if anyone listening wants to hear on the blog.
Cool. Love to hear that. Is it out anywhere?
Yeah, it's on the blog. I'll send it to your manager.
Yeah. Cool. I would love to hear that. Yeah, I read this book about Vashti Bunyan. It's like, I guess it's like a memoir, basically, but so good. And I'd been listening to her albums, but it kind of got me excited about going back to listen to them again. So I've been listening to her a bunch.
I'm also now realizing during this interview that we have the same taste in music. But I once stumbled upon this internet documentary about Vashti Bunyan, which was for some reason only available for 7 days.
Yeah.
But I was able to watch it because someone told me about it.
And, oh, my God.
And she, like, lived... Basically, her parents told her that she had to get a job at 18 or move out, and she didn't want to get a job, so she just started living in the forest with her boyfriend at the time. And then the police, the British police came, and they were like, you can't live in the forest. And so they walked out of the forest onto the street, and they were like, what are we going to do? And they saw someone selling a horse and carriage, and they were like, we're going to buy that. And so they just started living in the back of the carriage and riding around on this horse and carriage.
That's what the book is about. It's just about that journey, pretty much. I found that documentary, and I was looking at clips from it, and I couldn't there's no way to watch it. I was trying to find it, but...
Oh, yeah.
Did you just stumble upon it during, somehow, in the 7-day window?
I did, yeah.
That's crazy. That's awesome.
I know, yeah. But I'll definitely try to find the book and read it. Vashti Bunions has so many stories.
Yeah, she's so good. Yeah, but yeah, and then another band that I love that's a current band is Loving.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do you know them?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a big fan, too.
Love them.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for sharing all of this with me. I'm really excited to attend the show once again. It's at the Catalyst in Santa Cruz on October 18th. This is DJ Shovet signing out with Kate Bollinger on KZSC Santa Cruz. Thanks for talking.
Thanks for having me.